The Canon of Medicine, a Timeless Guide to Health and Healing. Part 1, The Foundations of Medicine. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I, Ibn Sina, known to the West as Avicenna, present to you the Canon of Medicine, a comprehensive guide to the art and science of healing. This work is the culmination of my life study and practice, drawing upon the wisdom of ancient physicians and my own observations. Medicine is a noble pursuit, one that seeks to understand the human body and restore it to health. It is both an art and a science, requiring not only knowledge, but also intuition and compassion. The true physician must be a keen observer, a logical thinker, and a compassionate healer. At the core of our understanding of health and disease lies the concept of temperament. Every individual possesses a unique balance of qualities hot, cold, moist, and dry, which determine their constitution. Health is maintained when these qualities are in harmony, while disease arises from their imbalance. Consider, for example, a person of hot and moist temperament. They may be prone to fevers and inflammations, requiring cooling and drying remedies to restore balance. Conversely, one of cold and dry temperament might suffer from stiffness and poor circulation, benefiting from warming and moistening treatments. Part 2, The Four Humors and Their Influence. Central to our understanding of the body are the four humors: blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile. These vital fluids, each with its own qualities and functions, circulate throughout the body and influence our health in profound ways. Blood, warm and moist, is the source of vitality and nourishment. Phlegm, cold and moist, lubricates and protects. Yellow bile, hot and dry, aids digestion and purges excess. Black bile, cold and dry, provides structure and stability. In health, these humors exist in perfect balance, each performing its vital function. But when one humor becomes excessive or deficient, illness follows. A surplus of blood may lead to feverish conditions, while an excess of phlegm can cause respiratory ailments. I recall treating a merchant who suffered from frequent headaches and irritability. Upon examination, I discerned an excess of yellow bile. By prescribing a regimen of cooling foods and gentle purgatives, we were able to restore balance and alleviate his symptoms. Part 3, The Art of Diagnosis and Prognosis. To effectively treat illness, one must first accurately diagnose its cause. This requires a keen eye, a discerning touch, and a thorough understanding of the body's workings. Begin always with careful observation. Note the patient's complexion, the quality of their breath, the nature of their pain. Feel the pulse, is it strong or weak, regular or erratic? Examine the urine for its color, consistency, and sediment. But diagnosis is more than mere observation. It requires the physician to synthesize these findings, to see the patterns that reveal the underlying imbalance. A flushed face, rapid pulse, and dark urine might indicate an excessive heat in the body, while pale skin, a slow pulse, and clear urine could suggest an abundance of cold. Prognosis, too, is an essential skill. By understanding the natural course of diseases and the body's capacity for self-healing, we can predict outcomes and tailor our treatments accordingly. Remember always that nature is the true healer. Our role is to support and guide this innate healing power. Part 4, The Principles of Treatment. Having diagnosed the ailment and determined its likely course, we turn to treatment. The wise physician employs a range of therapies, always seeking to restore balance in the gentlest and most effective manner. First and foremost, we must consider the patient's diet. Food is both medicine and potential poison. By prescribing the right foods, those that counteract the imbalance at hand, we can often effect great changes without resorting to more invasive measures. For a patient suffering from an excessive heat, we might recommend cooling foods such as cucumber, lettuce, and pomegranate. For one plagued by cold, warming spices like ginger and cinnamon might prove beneficial. Beyond diet, we have at our disposal a vast array of herbal remedies. Each plant possesses its own unique qualities and effects on the body. Chamomile soothes and calms, while garlic invigorates and purifies. The skilled physician must know not only the properties of individual herbs, but also how to combine them for maximum effect. When simpler measures prove insufficient, we may turn to more potent interventions. Bloodletting can relieve congestion and excess heat, while purgatives cleanse the body of harmful accumulations. But these powerful treatments must be used judiciously, always with an eye toward restoring balance rather than creating new imbalances. Part 5, the importance of prevention. While the treatment of disease is noble work, the preservation of health is even nobler. By teaching our patients to live in harmony with their natural constitution, we can prevent many ailments before they take root. The 6 essential factors of health: air, food and drink, sleep and wakefulness, movement and rest, retention and evacuation, and mental state must all be kept in balance. Each person's needs will vary according to their temperament, but certain principles hold true for all. Breathe clean air, eat a varied and moderate diet, sleep sufficiently but not excessively, engage in regular exercise appropriate to your constitution, maintain proper elimination, and cultivate peace of mind. By adhering to these principles, one can maintain health and vitality well into old age. I am reminded of a nobleman who came to me complaining of frequent illnesses. Upon examination, I found no serious imbalance, but noted that his lifestyle was chaotic, irregular meals, little sleep, and constant stress. By prescribing a regimen of regular meals, adequate rest, and daily walks in nature, we were able to dramatically improve his health and resilience. Part 6, the ethics of medicine. As we conclude this overview of the healing arts, let us reflect on the profound responsibility that comes with the practice of medicine. We hold in our hands the power to heal or to harm, to alleviate suffering or to compound it. The true physician must be guided always by compassion and wisdom. Treat each patient as a unique individual, not merely a collection of symptoms. Listen carefully to their concerns, for often the patient's own words hold the key to diagnosis and treatment. Never cease in your pursuit of knowledge, for medicine is a vast and ever-expanding field. Study the works of those who came before, but do not be bound by tradition. Observe nature carefully, for she is the greatest teacher of all. Above all, remember that our calling is to serve humanity, to ease suffering and promote health. Let this noble purpose guide your every action, and you will find in the practice of medicine not only a livelihood, but a path to spiritual fulfillment. May Allah guide your hands and enlighten your mind as you embark on this sacred journey of healing. May you bring comfort to the suffering, hope to the despairing, and health to all who seek your aid. This is the true essence of medicine and the highest calling to which we can aspire.